What Henry is like ought to emerge from my story, if I'm able to express it at all. And I must, in fairness, add that my comments about him tell quite a lot about me. As I lay at the bottom of the lake in Stanley Park amid the mud and duckweed, my loathing of Henry reached such intensity that it spurred me on to renewed efforts to reach the surface. "If I ever get out of here," I thought bitterly, "I'll kill him." I'd always disliked Henry right from the time we first met. Well, I mean to say, how would you like it if you'd come home after a day's hard slog and found a stranger sprawled out in your favourite chair in front of the telly? "What the—" I began. "Shh," said my mam. "He's dropped off. Leave him be." "He'd come to the door homeless and nowhere to go," explained Mam, "so she decided to have him stay with us." That was my Mam all over. Ever since my dad died, she'd been like that. She took the dustman in for 6 weeks when his wife left him, and then there was Kevin on the run from Borstal. And now, Henry. I knew Mam was lonely and needed company, so I just grumbled a bit and then settled for the spare chair, which was hard and rickety.